Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Gustine reaches third base with a triple. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. One out. Rube Walker now catching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockman. The throw from Walker and he is out, Verbin applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Thompson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Pafko moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Pafko moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Urban fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts in front of the plate. Mueller scoops up the ball and tags Jeffcoat for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gustine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman bunts towards third. Gustine picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gustine. Lockman moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jeffcoat. Thompson scores. Mize goes all the way around to score. Gordon moves all the way to home. It's 4-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Irvin moves to third. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-1 in the game. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman who is chasing the ball. Jeffcoat reaches third base with a triple. Walker scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Wes Westrum now catching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gustin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Red Webb now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Irvin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-2 in the game. Reich bunts towards third. Irvin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. Reich moves to second. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker is walked intentionally. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Westrum moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Haas now playing third base. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verbin bunts towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gustine hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Higbee fields it and throws to first for the out. Reich moves to second. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reich moves to third. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reich scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller pinch hits for Kirby Higbee. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westrum moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clint Hartung now pitching. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a line drive towards third. Haas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.